Put it in the Tasmanian Times. Bob Burton has conducted an investigative report into the real identity of someone called Nathan Carswell. Now, Nathan Carswell has made influential submissions about the cable car proposal and has said, oh, I live right under it, I'm for it, let's go for it. That voice has had quite a big influence on the process. Bob investigates to find out who is Nathan Carswell, discovers that the name appears to connect directly with the internet addresses of Adrian Bold, the main proponent of the cable car. In having questioned Adrian Bold then finally says that Nathan is a friend who was using his computer. It appears as if Adrian Bold has been making the comments under the name of Nathan Carswell, though in the end, Bob can't 100% absolutely prove it, only 99%. In the comments, Alderman Eva Rizuka says, this article raises some very serious concerns for any planning processes. I've asked our council's general manager what safeguards are in place to test the veracity of any representative submissions to a development application generally, because it implies that people with false names can be making submissions under community consultation and being heard. Can the council verify what safeguards the trust has that aldermen will likely have to assess any development application on Kunyani Mount Wellington? The article raises a serious allegation of perversion of the planning process. So it's a very interesting story and a very thorough investigation there. Will be interesting to see if that leaks through into more mainstream media.